Just heard Steve Evans' interview before. He said he went to the referee and spoke to him in depth at half-time about Morecambe's first goal. Do you think Steve Evans' antics with the referee have an effect? It's a tough question to ask, but all around me, and it happens so often, that they seem to get the better of the decisions because of maybe their antics.
Well, again, I've got to be careful what I say. I'm not particularly bothered what Steve Evans does. If he says anything bad against me, then I'll pull him up on it. But that is the meaning, that's the way he is. But for me, there's rules in the game with regards to surrounding the referee. And I think we've been good this year. And I've even spoke to you, and you've even said we're probably a little bit too nice. But you can get done £1,000 now for surrounding the referee. There's only two people. And we've cut right down on it. But I personally, honestly feel, and it does, you know, with the smaller clubs as well, that's my opinion, I do honestly feel when you try and play by the rules like we do, where, you know, I look at Verdane Oliver sending off against Accrington. That's not down to the tackle. I think it's down to the reaction. Now, that's my opinion again. Accrington might see it differently. I look at Cheltenham's reaction to certain things. You know, there's, in a game against us, we've not surrounded the referee this year. You know, one little bit where we got a warning. But if players can't surround the referee, there must be a lot of fines getting handed out this season. But I'm proud of our lads that we haven't, because we're trying to play it the right way. But again, you know, people say, oh, we're too nice, we don't do the ugly side of things. And that can happen with regards to dugouts as well. You know, I can't afford to be getting sent off because I can't lean on the fans to pay me fine again. But again, I try and do the right thing. I try and play. I'm passionate. I want to win. And the players are exactly the same. But you've got to stay within the rules. And there's rules there. So if Steve Evans is wrong to go and speak to the referee or whatever, that's nothing to do with me. That's for the authorities to look into. I try and tell the players, we've had the referees in, we've had a local referee who comes and trains with us, and he's give us his opinion. And I think we've tied it up. We look pretty decent. You know, our discipline record's okay. But I see a lot of other clubs surrounding the referee, you know, at any level. You know, I can only comment on our level when I'm there in the dugout, which might affect the referee and makes things look worse than what they are. And that's what's happened a lot this season. And how many times have I said we've lost the game by, you know, a little bit of bad luck or that fine dividing line or whatever. Maybe that is the difference, because, as you say, on that one instance there leading up to their first goal, it's a blatant foul. Verdane Holland's got the ball. Christian Pearce has come through the back of him. Hasn't taken the ball. He's just barged them over. Then picked the ball up, driving so hard half. And next thing, it's in the back of the net. So, you know, that's the disappointing thing. Again, it's my opinion. I'm not saying anything out of it. I know it's a difficult job for referees and assessors and lines. And there's that many rule changes now. I don't envy them. I think it's a very, very tough job for them. And yeah, you know, the fourth official, he's in there, he's getting bashed around. It's very, very difficult for them. But as I say, I can only concentrate on myself and my antics. And I'd like to think I'm passionate and I'm vocal, I'm loud, I'm a winner, I want to win, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I've got to make sure that I do it within the rules. And as for the players, we've tidied up on it this season, but I think it's been there. I think we've missed out because maybe our antics haven't been the same as a lot of other clubs in the division.